Okay, well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. I'm Olivier Tapin-Leblanc, and this is the Cross-Committee Working Group on Internet Governance conference call on the 12th of May. Today is Tuesday, the 12th of May, 2015. Let's start with a quick roll call, please.
Okay. We have on this call and in the AC room, Jörg Schweiger, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Peter Dengate-Thrush, Mark Bio, Rafik Damak, Vicky Scheckler, Judith Hellerstein, Marilia Martial, Avery Doria, Bill Drake, Lynn Saint-Amour, and someone representing the Internet, Nayana Inc. And from staff, myself and Alexandra Dunn.
Thank you very much, Renate. Have we missed anyone on the roll call? Hearing no other. Okay, fine. So welcome everybody to this call. I've put a quick link to the agenda on the chat, on the Adobe Connect chat. It's a very lean agenda today. We're going to be primarily discussing our preparations for our two sessions during ICANN 53 in Buenos Aires. So the first part, we'll be looking at the public session, and then afterwards we'll look at our face-to-face session. There has been an interesting, if not extensive, actually, discussion taking place already on the mailing list with regards to both sessions, which started with the recap of the last call that took place and with first looking at the public session itself, the format, the agenda, the speakers, and so on. So far, we are looking at having a session that will use a similar format as the one that we had in Singapore, but which will incorporate a lot of updates, and the updates will be primarily on the forthcoming stakeholder consultations that are going to hit us over the summer and during the rest of the year. WSIS Plus 10, CSTD work, and others as well, and the feedback has been that, we've had both feedback on the, as far as presenters are concerned, but also on the topics themselves, with perhaps also Net Mundial also being added to the list of topics to be discussed as such. So where we start effectively is a, so the Monday is indeed, yes, thank you, Renate. Monday is going to be the public session, and Wednesday will be the face-to-face. So that will be back to front when compared with Singapore. So we will not have any time when we meet face-to-face to prepare the public session, which is the reason why we have to prepare it now and perhaps in the meetings that will take place until we meet in Buenos Aires. Now, as far as the public session is concerned, I think we have a number of, it will be winter down there, that's right. It is winter in much of the world too, yes. As far as the public session is concerned, so I think that we've reached consensus on the format. The agenda itself, I know that we've had plenty of feedback, both from a number of people. Peter Dengate-Thrush has provided feedback, Bill Drake, also Marilyn Cade, and I just wondered if in the same order they could summarize their points of view and their points on the call so that we can take that as a starting point and then move from there and perhaps cement parts of the agenda and certainly also look at the speakers list, if that's okay. So first, and I'm sorry, I haven't actually given anyone prior notice. I wonder if Peter, who is reaching winter in his part of the world, Peter Dengate-Thrush, would you be able to summarize your views on the preparation of the public session only at this moment? Are you able to speak?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Can you hear me, everyone?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Can you hear me?
Proceed.
Excellent. My suggestion was had two parts, one sort of a philosophical one, and the second one was structural. The philosophical one is simply that it's important, I think, inside IAM for there to be a bottom-up community development process for ICANN's position on international relations. And this is a long-standing issue for those of us who've been involved in ICANN for a long time. For a long time, this was kept very tightly as a preserve of staff, and in particular the CEO. And in my time as a board member and otherwise at ICANN, I worked very hard to bring all of the ICANN processes that I could into the open and involve community participation. And this topic is no different. In the light of that, I also formed a board committee, the board committee on global relationships, to try and make sure that there was board oversight. And so this philosophically is an important part, I think, of the nature of ICANN, of the responsibilities of ICANN, and the maturity of ICANN. So there needs to be a community development process and the community taking positions on issues affecting the global relationships. So that's the first thing. I think that's probably why everyone's here, is because they think the same way. This group should be doing that. The second thing was the structural one. If there's going to be two sessions, it struck me that it would be possible to get as much of the presenting and informing that needs to be done, because some people are keeping up with this very closely, others less so, and some people will come out of interest but with no idea whatsoever as to what's going on, but still be interested and able to be helpful. So the first half of the first session, I thought, could be done with presentations, updates, and if that's backed up by a paper that's already available and gone out and then is available as a handout, we can spend less time on the procedural reporting stuff and start developing an actual position paper on a couple of topics. If the timing is right, and I see from the conversation we don't yet know this, it is possible with hard work to go away and have the community start discussing and come back at the second session and provide input into the actual draft. So that was my suggestion. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Peter. Are there any feedback to Peter's suggestions on this? So we have the concept of having a background paper. I see Marilia Maciel in the chat completely agreeing with this. And the updates, that would be primarily in the background paper, and then that I presume that would be sent in advance or would be made available in advance to everyone coming to the session. And then we can speak on that, and I see there certainly is support also from Lynn Centamore for this, so we can do that. The question, of course, is drafting this advanced position paper on the different points. I gather this would probably be just you mentioned a position paper. I think that probably just summarizes what ICANN has been involved with so far and what the position of ICANN is so far, Peter?
Sorry, yes, I was on mute. Yes, that's the idea. And just to make the comment, I was typing into the staff are very much across this. I don't think the paper would be a huge project. It would simply be a question of listing what they've been doing, collating and cutting and pasting from various other reports. Nigel and other staff, you know, are attending these meetings, know what's been going on, and got a very good sense. So I think staff could certainly produce the first draft of this for this group to edit, but this should not be a major burden for staff.
Okay, thanks for this, Peter. Olivier speaking. And as far as the topics are concerned, I was going to ask everyone here whether we're okay, therefore, with, I think it was WSIS plus 10, CSTD, and are we going to venture into the Net Mundial initiative as well? That's an open question to the group. I if anybody thinks there shouldn't be any such topics there, then I think we can, if we could speak out. Ah, I see a couple of people. So let's start with Lynn Centamore. Lynn, you have the floor.
Thank you. I think NMI is a more difficult discussion for the community as a whole. I note that Peter said in his group that, you know, while he's not clear, I think, what the ICANN position is. And I guess that means the ICANN community, also means the ICANN board. So I that would probably need different preparation and frankly probably some coordination with the CEO as well. I suspect the board would probably have some difficulty coming to that conclusion without significantly engaging the CEO, given how public and longstanding that engagement's been. So I do think it would be helpful for the ICANN community to have a position on that. I'm not sure what the politics and logistics would be with respect to getting appropriate engagement in order to get to an ICANN position. Maybe Peter has some insight, or maybe Bill, as a member of the initiative, had some insight in how that might be done across ICANN.
Okay, thanks for this, Lynn. Peter didn't get rush.
Yes, thank Peter here. I agree with Lynn, and that NMI is a contentious matter with issues involving, for example, budget. ICANN has somehow committed funding to this. So it's a matter of priorities. I think our priorities for this call and for this meeting is the WSIS plus 10 and stuff that we've been talking about primarily, and that NMI should be dealt with, but has the potential to suck up a lot of time and energy away from what's probably a higher priority issue. So I'd put it that way. Let's make sure we cover the CFTD work and the WSIS plus 10 work and the preparations for the United Nations meeting in December as the priority. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much for this, Peter. Olivier speaking. And I also note in the prior email thread that there were reservations from Marilyn Cade with regards to the CCWG endorsing NMI as well. So there appears to be some question mark over the topic of NMI in that public session. But let's hear from Bill Drake.
Thank you. I could, before I repeat what I said online, I'm not clear-eyed that I understand what Peter's suggesting. Are you suggesting, Peter, that the public session, the big meeting we do in front of 300 people, would be something where we would work on a joint position on something? Because I would have thought that'd be the working session.
Yes, thanks, Bill. I don't think that's what I heard, but let's hear from Peter.
Okay, good. The two sessions were kind of being blended together and then into the question of text, which is another topic, so I was confused. I'll just continue. All right, since you've clarified for me. So what I suggested was in an email this morning that, indeed, I think it's good to talk about WSIS plus 10. CFTD is really not a separate conversation so much, unless people really want to hear about, you know, a group of people locked in a windowless room talking about, you know, angels on the head of a pin for a week. I think certainly WSIS plus 10 should be the lead topic, as I said. But I also suggested that we might try to do two other things, because I think just having a meeting focusing on the WSIS plus 10 conversation could easily turn into a top-down thing with a few insiders talking and not a lot of people in the audience really able to engage, because, frankly, most people are not really plugged into that process.
Welcome to the ICANN Conference Center. Help.
And so what I was suggesting was that we... What I was suggesting was that we lead with WSIS plus 10 and talk about that, and then could secondly talk briefly about NMI updating what's going on, because by then there will be more things to talk about in that regard. And then third, do a brief overview of other notable meetings, processes, initiatives, such as our WSIS forum session, the IGF meeting in Brazil, the UNESCO meeting, the GCCS meeting, so on and so forth. In other words, that we could have a sort of, which is basically the kind of structure we've used in the past, actually. I mean, the last session we did in Singapore, also we talked about NMI, WSIS plus 10, and MISC, a miscellaneous. And this, I'm suggesting basically spreading the risk a little bit by covering those grounds again rather than putting all our eggs into the basket of a Whistles Plus 10 conversation that might be difficult for a lot of people to have. So, and I also think, frankly, these other things are worth other people knowing about as well. So that was my suggestion with regard to the public session, and I'll hold my comments about the working session and questions of text for later. Thanks.
Okay, thanks very much for this, Bill. Olivier Crapin-Leblanc speaking, and I understand that Marilyn Cade has joined us on audio. Marilyn, I don't know whether you were here from the beginning of the call, but I asked for those people who have... Yes, hello?
Yes, Olivier, it's Renata. I apologize for disturbing you. She dropped off the call.
Ah, okay. So I was going to turn the floor to Marilyn to ask her of her to summarize her points on the email. Then that kind of throws something into my into the cogs. Effectively, at the moment, what we have then, I think we've got consensus on having WISIS plus 10 and CSTD. I've heard also about WISIS forum and other relevant sessions as well. There is a question mark on the NMI, which has the potential, since there isn't any, or there doesn't appear to have been any ruling from the board or movement on that matter. There's a potential for NMI to suck the air or some air out of the room. Would we consider having NMI as a sort of, I wouldn't say a fallback topic, but an added topic at the end of the session? So that we have, I think, is it 75 minutes for this session, Renate?
Yes, for the face-to-face working session?
Correct, yeah. Not the working session, no, the public session.
I think we also have 75 minutes there.
As well. Okay, fantastic. So we have 75 minutes. If we can perhaps have the last, I don't know, 10 minutes on Net Mundial, just adding this at the end. How do people feel about this?
Olivier, it's Peter here. Can I comment again?
And
yes,
Peter.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
And we'll turn over to Marilyn Cade afterwards. Peter, then get fresh first.
Thanks. I agree with all of the things that Bill was listing as being important. I guess I was trying to work on a solution along the lines that Lynn Sinha Moore proposed on the list, and that is that people don't want to come to these sessions just to be lectured. That, you know, there's two functions. One is imparting information, but it takes a lot of time and money to bring all these people together, and not taking advantage of that by having discussion and engaging people, I think, is a waste. That's why I think a paper listing all these things and explaining what each of them is, including NMI, I think all of these things go into that report, and some of the time should be spent with someone knowledgeable like Bill working through quickly and explaining what they all are. But it would be a shame to use the session simply as a way of imparting that information, and we ought to be looking, as Lynn said, for ways of engaging. So I think one or two topics only then should be brought back to the floor of that large room for input, discussions, opposing views, and if necessary we can help stay. I don't want to make it artificial, but there's sufficient diversity of views just on this call, without it being a whole bunch of, you know, talking heads, to make an interesting conversation for the room and give people work to go away with back to their constituencies, knowing that two or three days later they have to come back and let us know what each of their different groups thinks of the one or two points that we want them to go away with. So I just want to stress the difference between those two approaches. I think we don't want to just have it as a... I'm not sure Bill's suggesting that, but I think there's a trap to be avoided of just having it as an information imparting session. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for this, Peter. Bill, any response?
I am most certainly not suggesting just an information imparting session, and that's precisely why I don't want to spend 90 minutes talking about the WISIS plus 10, because I'm absolutely convinced that that's what it would be. I think that we have to have some lead off, some framing for people who are plugged into processes, but then we have to have open discussion inclusively with the audience and anybody who's been through these sessions, and I've attended, you know, a dozen of them, as many of you or more, as many of you have, knows that when it is one of these situations where insiders sit there and talk about this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened, when the time when you open to the floor, often it's kind of crickets. And internal process, undefined internal processes that people are not party to don't really lend themselves to really inclusive discussions. So my point would be to cover a couple of things.
Okay, thanks for this, Bill. And I understand Marilyn Kate is back with us on the call. Marilyn, are you there?
I am, Olivier. Thank you.
You are. Just before you start, just a quick summary of what we've been doing. We're just summarizing and taking, basically picking up from what we had on the mailing list and developing the points that we made on the mailing list. So the floor is yours.
Thank you. I'm just going to remind Peter and perhaps anyone else who was there of the first town hall that we did, Peter, when you were on the board and we had a multi-stakeholder planning group, if you will recall, that had Azumi on it and me and many others, and I think we were in Joburg, and how effective that was at the time. That was doing the WISIS preparatory process, and that was really an opportunity to engage. We scheduled it at a time when we knew governments would be there, and we did also do some pre-event briefing materials. I think that although it's hard for us to find the time to put something in writing, that we should use the expertise that is in the CCWGIG, and there's a lot of it, to have a paper as a background briefing that is a neutral, factual overview of the road ahead. And then I agree with the idea that we ought to be picking a couple of, I don't know what I would call them, issues or events or activities where we really want to do what we did in the town hall that we organized leading up to Net Mundial, where we had a position paper, we debated it, and we took the sense of the room in support of what our recommendations were. So the reason I say that is I think that bridges, we provide information in written form in a factual way, and then we see ourselves as the facilitators of debate and input and engagement with the ICANN community in what I hope will be a very interactive approach, as I think others are saying. I do think, however, we have to take the responsibility for explaining why an external event is relevant to ICANN and what its implications are for ICANN. And so that is something that I think we, the CCWG, ought to be thinking about as well and see if we have commonality of views will help us to prioritize what the one or two key activities are or issues are or whatever we call them.
Okay, thanks for this, Marilyn. Olivier speaking. Are there any responses to Marilyn's points? At the moment, I think I see agreement that WISIS plus 10 and CSCD are two topics of interest, and certainly from the past email thread as well, there are going to be several consultations, and so it's particularly important for us to treat this and to let the community know of those consultations and perhaps even start the groundwork for these consultations. The WISIS Forum and Relevant Sessions, I'm not quite sure where that is with regards to consultations and whether there will be much need from the community or whether this is more of a update point. And the NMI, I'm still hearing various points of view with pushback from significant members of the group here who think that NMI is going to take a bit too much space during the public forum, especially if we have, 90 minutes. I hear two points of view. Bill thinks that we're not going to have much to talk about for 90 minutes if we just stick to the two or three other topics. Others think that if we add NMI, we're going to have too much on NMI and too many question marks and perhaps even taking a lot more space than it should during the session itself. Any additional feedback? I'd like to hear from others on the call as well, because we've heard from the same people so far who have drafted emails, but of course we've got more members here. And so if you could please contribute to this, that would be really helpful. Marilyn, I think I heard you just now.
I just wanted to clarify my comment in writing in the email about the relevant session and the WISIS forum. The only reason I mentioned it, and I think it fits into the WISIS Plus 10, is there will be a stakeholder outreach session on Friday seeking input that will be that will include attendance from New York, from DESA. So I think that fits into the WISIS Plus 10. I just thought it as being, it would be informational about the process that will take place in New York and the kinds of engagements that will be made available to stakeholders. So I think we could subsume relevant sessions at WISIS Forum up into the WISIS Plus 10.
Okay, thank you. It's Marilyn. It's Olivier speaking. There is some discussion about the schedule in the chat. We'll leave that to the chat. I think we have, and my co-chairs will obviously correct me if I'm wrong, I think we have so far with the two topics of CSTD and WISIS Plus 10, well, two to three topics, WISIS Plus 10, CSTD, and WISIS Forum, that could probably fill the overall 90 minutes or 75 minutes, whichever it is, that we'll have in Buenos Aires. Certainly I hear, I think there is agreement on having a paper done in advance, important paper done in advance, draft in advance. I was going to suggest an action item for staff, I guess Nigel, to just collate, because he has already produced background papers and so on these topics, but to collate the state of where we are today with regards to, if you can just bear with me for a second, with regards to WISIS Plus 10 and CSTD, and I would guess a provocative background paper to let people know where we are rather than spending all the time in the session to actually tell people where we are and lecture them as such. Bill, you have the floor. Bill Drake.
I'm just trying to clarify, Olivia. I've heard you say several times it sounded like you were suggesting that WISIS Plus 10 and CSTD were separate conversations, and they're not really, I think, in terms of
No, they're not. I'm just saying, okay. I'm just making things up as we are at the moment. I've got them listed. WISIS Plus 10 and CSCD is the same, but then there's WISIS Forum underneath that, which actually is confusing, but it's something completely different to WISIS Plus 10.
Right. For that, that's just like that would be briefly telling people what we did in a workshop. And again, my question is, do we anticipate, can we really see an interesting and inclusive and highly participatory discussion just on the WISIS Plus 10 process? I am hesitant, and I'd like to hear from other people.
Yeah, thanks for this, Bill. Olivier speaking. You suggest to take up some more time on that public session to have NMI. I mean, you must be seeing in the chat at the moment, and mention we've got Marilia who says that the NMI is a very different thing, and there's also some concern from many in the chat that achieving some kind of ICANN position on NMI is going to be sensitive and difficult. Obviously, if we were to present this, where we are with NMI, we would have to present many of the points of view. I'm not even saying both points of view. I think there are many different points of view on that and maybe many different interpretations of it. I just am a bit concerned about the time that it would take. As I said earlier, 10 minutes was my suggestion on how much we were going to have time for this. Bill?
Sorry, Olivia, but you keep confusing me. that what I heard people reacting to was the suggestion that there could be some sort of shared position about NMI. And several people said, no, they did not think that that could be possible because people's preferences are different, which is entirely fine by me. I didn't understand people to be saying that we shouldn't talk about NMI at all in the big public session. But if that is what people are saying, then I'd like to hear about that. But we're not negotiating a text. I don't think anybody's proposing that we would negotiate a text in a room with 300 people. So we need to not go back and forth between different things here.
Olivia, it's Marilyn. I do apologize.
Yeah, go ahead, Marilyn.
Yeah, I have to drop off, but let me be clear about what I'm saying, since I seem to be misunderstood. I am strongly objecting to our debating a role, taking on the endorsement of NMI in the CCWGIG. I think it's out of scope for us to be criticizing or critiquing or endorsing an initiative. I think that airing the fact that there's multiple views, and there are multiple views, is also, and there's nothing wrong with having multiple views if something is in scope for us. My own view is what's in scope for us is to provide advice and guidance drawn widely from the community of stakeholders. And I really think I would be put in the position of having to go back to the business sector. I think that would just air a lot of questions and negativity that's unnecessary to me. What is happening at NMI should continue to happen. But I think asking the CCWGIG to take to own, first of all, reaching its own point of view or putting that in front of the community to critique, criticize, endorse, is going in the wrong direction in terms of our time. And I also will just clarify that actually CSTD and WSIS 10 process are not the same thing. CSTD feeds into the WSIS plus 10 review process, so I don't object at all to putting it together. But I think there's also the question of the implications for ICANN of the post 2015 development agenda, which will be focused on the SDGs, and how that also offers either opportunities or risk for ICANN. And that is a parallel to the WSIS Plus 10 review and will not be integrated together until we don't know how it will be integrated together until the high-level event.
Table 274, if I'm to the right.
Okay, thanks for this, Marilyn. Olivier speaking. Wow. Do we have feedback? I see some activity in the chat on this. Anyone? I don't see anybody so far putting their hand up.
Yeah.
Marilyn, please.
My apologies for dropping off. I really apologize. I'm at the ITU Council. I've got to go back in to a sensitive meeting, but I'll look at the record, and if I can help Nigel by providing any information that's helpful in putting the paper summary together, I volunteer to do that. And if there's anything else I can do, I'll look for email. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Marilyn. Thanks for this. And please follow up on email, indeed. Lynn Santamore, you're next.
And I mean, I have one comment, and then I was going to suggest maybe Peter can just walk us through the three or four points he made in his email, since that seems to be what a lot of the discussion continues to swirl around. But I think there's agreement that we we issue a background paper. Maybe, Olivia, you can, you know, put some specific calls out on this, and that background paper should include background on NMI. That the public session, the first part, I guess I am sort of summarizing what I thought Peter said and where the discussions led, that would focus on a quick review of that background paper, that we move to discussion on several topics, possibly proposing a draft statement. And you know, that already seems like a pretty full agenda for that first session. Re-NMI, the reason I keep saying I think it's sensitive and difficult is partly because I think the horse is so far out of the barn, partly because the ICANN CEO is so closely associated with it. I don't know what the ICANN community's position is or the ICANN board's position is on it. And I do agree with Marilyn that I think that's outside of our charter and, frankly, probably not helpful enough if we start looking for a statement out of our working group that's not done somehow in concert with this CEO-led initiative. But maybe what this group can do is advocate that there be a public session on NMI and help to determine what the kind of terms of reference or expectations are of that session. That puts the ownership for NMI, I think, in the right place in the ICANN community and still has the public discussion that we're all looking for. And maybe separately, maybe there is an opportunity for us to do a case study in terms of how those types of initiatives come about and what the community and the board and staff's expectations should be of those initiatives rolling out. I hope that was clear enough.
Very much so, Lynn. Thank you very much. Next we have Peter Dengate-Thrush.
Thank you. I agree with Lynn's analysis entirely until the last point, and that is going back. Yes, a background paper, which we think staff should be able to put together quite easily and circulate it with the rest of the meeting papers well before the meeting, and then have it available in the room and by request, etc. Then a first session at which we discuss this whole tapestry, what the global set of relationships and interconnections are, that are, as Marilyn said, why are we doing this? What's important to ICANN about these this web of relationships and these meetings, etc. But not a lot of time on explaining them, and certainly not a lot of taking Bill's point. The people to whom each of the intricacies of this is very important, but the rest of the community doesn't really care where it happened or what happened or who was there. So much less on that as to why it's important. And then coming around to discussion one or two or three, and this is where I think the debate is, issues that ICANN needs to take a position on and should be the outputs as well as the general informing. What's the output from this? And clearly with this plus 10 and an ICANN position on the continuation of the IGF is one big topic with perhaps several components. The question then becomes whether there is time for something else. And I think it's only that. It's only a time question. I certainly don't agree that NMI is not in ICANN, not in our scope. I don't understand why Marilyn having to go back to her community and them being negative is a reason, for not doing it. What we have, in fact, is the CEO publicly supporting something and arranging funding for which there's been no discussion internally at all. So to a certain extent, you could see this as shoring up the position of the CEO so he's not standing alone. Or if he is alone, letting him know so that stops. So to me, it's completely within scope. The only issue is, do we have enough time for what might be a contentious topic? And I think that's the question then of good chairing. Make sure we cover the topics that we've got, and if there's an explosion of interest and views on NMI or any of the other ones, then we reschedule them for later meetings. I also disagree with Lynn that we should shunt this off to some other group. This is the group that's responsible, I think, for creating ICANN positions on these sorts of issues. We could agree to schedule a later meeting on it, but I don't think it's appropriate to ask someone else to do it. Thanks.
And good. Sorry, thanks for this, Peter. Is this Bill?
No, sorry, good afternoon. This is Nigel. Sorry for joining
so
late. I've been able to hear the last 10 minutes, but just to note, of course, that the first council meeting of the NMI is, I think, now scheduled for 30th of June, which will be after the meeting. I mean, that doesn't mean to say we shouldn't discuss it, but the first council meeting is after Buenos Aires.
Okay, thanks very much for this, Nigel. In the meantime, it's Olivier. In the meantime, we're working out for some work for you to do. effectively, the discussion is for a quick review, background paper, actually to produce a full background paper on the road ahead for WISIS Plus 10 CSTD, WISIS Forum, and perhaps even touching also on NMI. What I'm hearing is that's already a very full plate, and so it looks as though NMI might not be able to fit in the allocated time. Certainly, if we're trying to guide our community and be alert, to have our community be alert about the consultations that are going to take place with CSTD and CSTD WISIS Plus 10 and so on, that's quite a already quite a lot of work ahead. I see Rafiq has put his hand up, so let's go for Rafiq Darak.
Hey, thanks, Olivier. Just maybe because hearing that people have some confusion, maybe suggesting if Renata can put what we got as topics and several suggestion maybe on how we should proceed in the Adobe Connect notes, so everyone can see that, and then it's more easy maybe to vote for or not. So just kind of suggestion, about kind of procedural suggestion. There, so.
Thanks for this, Rafiq. Very helpful. Peter didn't get rushed. Your hand is still up.
I'm sorry, Chair, that's my incompetence. Let me take it down. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for this. I think that we have an agreement on this. What we need to think of now is what are we going to have as far as our moderators are concerned. And the format we've agreed on, round table, same sort of format as we had last time. Bill Drake, you were suggested as one of the leads. There were also suggestions of having some new faces, perhaps Peter Dengate Thrush or Lynn Santamor. I gather you both are going to be in Buenos Aires. Would you be interested in leading this or co-leading this? Just looking at the fact we could have various aspects that would, instead of having just one person leading, we could have various aspects push. New faces, yeah, okay.
I'm Peter here. I'm very happy to help. I will be there, but I very much would prefer, I think, to see literally new faces and find ways to develop people who are involved in this opportunity to participate. That said, if people want me to, I'll do anything people want me to do. But my preference, I think, at this stage would be to participate, but have other people fronting it. But I am your servant. Let me know.
Okay. Thanks for this, Peter. I mean, certainly fronting it is then, I guess, takes the voice away from you in being able to contribute for fear of them saying, well, hang on, he's moderating it and all he's doing is to just air his views. It's always a bit of a difficulty having to have the balance between those two. But I do note some plus ones in the chat for you to take part as one of the facilitators. So that's, I think, something to think about. I certainly see Bill and Lynn and Judith supporting you as a co-facilitator. And I just wonder, Bill Drake, you were suggested as the other co-facilitator. Would you be okay with that? So then we could have just two co-facilitators, and I guess with that you can really then steer the discussion into having some results at the end of the allocated time.
Sure.
Okay, that I believe was Bill Drake for the transcript. All right. Well, thanks. So we've got the public session. I think we have a bit more. More shape on the public session right now. Let's have a look at the face-to-face session. And there we just have to have a look at the agenda of the face-to-face session. There we're we have a question mark, really, that goes with regards to the actual charter of this group. Are we going to draft a paper or draft something that will be aimed at the ICANN board and the ICANN community, or can this working group engage in drafting something that will go directly outside of ICANN and drafting a position paper of the ICANN community based on our discussions that would then be submitted to WISIS Plus 10 or other fora out there? That's the question at the moment. I see Internet Nayana Inc. If you could please introduce yourself, that'd be good, and you have the floor. Okay, so there's a technical problem here. Face-to-face session, same format as we had last time. Question on the table then is, are we going to work towards the drafting of a paper together? And perhaps if those people who have taken part in the discussions, in the mailing discussions, could repeat their points here, that would be helpful. Shall we... Yes, go ahead. I heard a sound from someone. Obviously, I was mistaken. So well, the floor is open now. Yeah, go ahead, Peter.
Sorry, audio may be having problems. Just to recap, I thought that if we had sent people away from the public session with some homework to take back to their constituencies or other groups, on one or two or three, and we haven't resolved that yet, but on one or two or three positions. And I don't see this as contentious. It's mostly going to be a continuation of a position ICANN's had for the last probably 15 years, and certainly in relation to the IGF for sort of for 10 years. But it's to go away and say, get their community support. So coming back to the second session should be drafting that up into a one or two or three series of statements that are the output of the Buenos Aires meeting.
Okay. Thanks for this, Peter. I think we can certainly work on that, and I'd like to hear from others on this call. Dead silence. Goodness. I've either put you to sleep or you just think, oh dear, more work coming our way, and probably both things. I would say that certainly in our face-to-face session we need some plan as to what deliverables we're going to have, and certainly drafting a paper is going to be an important part of this. Perhaps based on the discussions that we heard, that we would have heard in the public meeting, could we then pick up the input or the discussions we had in the public meeting and then work towards enhancing first the staff paper and then picking up the staff paper as describing the issues and then forecast what work we're going to produce, perhaps not just looking at the process, but discussing the issues themselves. Is that the gist of your point as well, Peter?
No, not really, because the staff paper stand won't need any further work. That will say there is an organisation called the ITU Council. It's been doing the following work. There is a body called the IGF that does the following work, and then something that draws all the, you know, something describing each of the institutions and the entities, and then links them together and explains why it's important to ICANN. So there's no reason why any public comment needs to go into any of that, unless there are some errors or differences of view, but that's largely intended to be non-contentious factual background. What we want the community engagement on is what should the ICANN position be on any of these things. And mostly I think the focus needs to be on the United Nations meeting at the end of the year and creating a position which I think is probably already, as I say, reasonably well established, but it hasn't been through a bottom-up ICANN process. So this will strengthen the legitimacy and the ICANN process around that. And then the question is, so that's what the second meeting should be, this working group polishing a statement helped by the discussion in the first session, which is should be relatively straightforward. And then the question is, well, having done that, which I agree with Bill, I don't think would take a lot of time, do we then have time to take on any other topic? What should the ICANN position be in relation to the ITU Council or any other issue? And that the message seems to be NMI might be contentious. Well, I don't have any problem with contentious issues. I would say maybe we air it and let's see where it goes. And if Lynn's right and it's going to be long and contentious, then we schedule a session for the Dublin meeting on just that. But the two different things. One is background, and the other is what is the ICANN position on a couple of nominated issues.
Oh, right. How do you?
Yeah, thanks very much for this, Peter. I think I might have not expressed myself correctly here. I think we're in, I mean, I'm certainly in full agreement with you and definitely think that when I meant pick up from where the staff background paper started, it effectively is, I think the staff will basically be able to let us know what the next stages are, when are consultations going to take place, what aspects of the proposals will need our input, and from, you know, pick that up basically and start filling that from our face-to-face in Buenos Aires. That's what I meant by picking up the staff paper and take it from there. I see Lynn Centamore in the queue.
Thank you, Olivier. I just wanted to clarify, a number of people have said that I think NMI will be contentious. What I've actually tried to say is that it's sensitive and difficult, and I believe that not per se because of the varying positions, but because the initiative is well advanced. It's been out there for a long time. For this working group to pick it up so late in the NMI's life and try and drive a process to figure out where the ICANN community is or the ICANN board, again, going back to Peter's first memo, without doing that with the support of NMI, and yes, I still think with the support of the ICANN CEO, or at least its engagement, is where the difficulty will come, because this is more about process, I think, and ownership, and being responsible to both the initiative and the organization, ICANN, and the internet ecosystem. So none of us want anybody to get a black eye out of this, no matter which way it goes. So my comments have more been about, I think, the care we're going to need with respect to an NMI discussion going forward and endorsement or support, because I don't think it's as straightforward as this working group going away doing some work and putting that out there. I think there's just too many misperceptions, probably as Bill and our comments are showing in the chat room, about what the initiative is. I think it's a lengthier and a timely process, but I think maybe the more critical question is, what should this group be doing going forward about NMI, and is there anything we'd suggest the ICANN community or this group should do differently should another initiative like an NMI come forward or be thought of somewhere in the staff? So just to be clear, this isn't about contentious. It's not about differing opinions. It's more about managing this appropriately given, you know, the time the initiative has already been about. I hope that was helpful.
Thanks for this, Lynn. And just a question to you, it's Olivia speaking. A question to you, with regards to NMI, do you think there might be an opportunity then when we meet face-to-face to ask what is our role in our role as in the ICANN community's role in the NMI itself? Because it looks to me as though we're not even clear on that yet, since this has been pretty much a top-down thing. Lynn?
I mean, I do, yes. I mean, maybe just a quick show of hands from anybody else in the room that thinks whether or not that would be an appropriate question or discussion.
And this just for our face-to-face working group meeting. Whilst people ponder about this, we have Bill Drake in the queue. Bill, you have the floor.
Okay. First, on NMI, I strongly believe that the group should not attempt to adopt a text, because we will spend more time having a unfruitful conversation, then is worth it. So I really hope we can, while I support the, while I'm involved and think that people who are involved are doing so because they wanted to try to help do something useful and new, I don't think particularly anybody needs to be part of a eye-blackening process, as Lynn referred to. I am more, what I'm not understanding, clearly, if Peter and I are going to co-moderate this session, is exactly what topics we are going to go through together. And where part of where I've been getting confused in this conversation is that it's sounded to me like Peter has been suggesting that part of what this large end group would do would be to sort of sample public opinion and get input on possibilities of text, whether on Wisdom Plus 10 or NMI. And I'm personally not sure that that works very well in a large group setting where people kind of just walk in off the street after a long day of doing other stuff and haven't been thinking about it, and you say, you know, should the ICANN community be working on a text? It's not going to be easy to do. So I had it in mind, personally, that we had two separate things, that the public session was a information sharing and community engagement discussion around what's going on in different domains of Internet governance beyond ICANN, period, and that the face-to-face or cross-community working group session would be the place where any discussions of text would happen. If I'm misunderstanding that and we're doing it the other way, then I would need to understand more how to run, because I don't know how we would run that discussion in a large group thing without anything having been teed up or properly sorted through in a smaller group session. We don't have enough dialogue among members on the list or elsewhere to have even begun to get towards scoping out a possible statement or something. My personal view, and I will stop, was that if we were to adopt any think about adopting any kind of a statement on WSIS Plus 10, that what we could have done is simply take what we already did at NetMundial, which is, after all, 10 pages of saying we like multi-stakeholderism, we like a single root, we like an integrated Internet, and, oh, by the way, here's what some of the ICANN structures look like, and basically tweak that a little bit and repurpose it and put it in as just another contribution, clearly making it obvious that this is the community and not the ICANN org, so that ICANN, the organization's position, is not in any way complicated. And that's it. So that's what I had in mind, and that I would have thought we would have done in a smaller group. So I'm just trying to understand how we're rescoping this now in terms of the topics and what we're trying to do ultimately in the large session. Thank you.
Thanks for this, Bill. Olivier Capin-Leblanc speaking. And I think that you've, certainly from what I've heard today, you've got the right understanding. The public session would be primarily informational and to engage the community and alert them on the forthcoming consultations. The second part would be, so the face-to-face working group session would be where drafting would go. And certainly your suggestion of using the drafting of the NetMundial principles that we did about a year ago as a starting point sounds like maybe a good starting point to work with, and then we can amend and change and build on top of that, perhaps. Marilia Maciel, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Olivier. This is Marilia speaking. I just would like to make two quick comments. One on the NetMundial and the other about the dynamics of drafting a common document. On NetMundial, my feeling is that we are kind of talking past each other here, because I believe what we have been suggesting, me and you and others, is to give an update to the community. I think that this is important considering that it's an initiative where ICANN is very much involved and that is part of the ecosystem of Internet governance today. We are providing a quick update on that for the initiative, for instance, during the open consultation that is going to take place in Geneva next week. So it will be interesting for the community to know what's happening. This is very different from trying to draft something common or to reach a common position on that mondial. I don't think that this is feasible right now and that it's not useful, and we have a more important topic to discuss, which is the WISIS. Of course, if people feel like they need further explanation on how ICANN is involved and the budget that ICANN is applying into it, maybe it is something that can be raised with the CEO and the board, even in meetings between the different ICANN groups and constituencies with the CEO and the board. So maybe this is a point, but I don't see how we could draft a common document at this stage, and it's not what we are suggesting here, I believe. So we are in understanding about that, I think. The point about the session is Bill just took the word out. I think that we have a good document to work as a starting point that kind of outlines what our view is in terms of Internet governance, which is a document we produce for NetMundial. And adding that document to the background document that's going to be produced by the staff, I think that we could add some layer of politics and context of the WISIS Plus 10 to the document we produced a year ago. So it should not be that hard, I think, to talk about WISIS Plus 10 when it comes to the issues that fall under ICANN's remit, and to talk about things that I think that are consensual among us, such as that the process should be open and participatory to all the different stakeholders and that we support the renewal of the IGF mandate. So I think that there are issues that would be useful to have a document out there with our views and that we can achieve a consensus on working with these two documents, the NetMundial document and the background prepared by staff. Thank you.
That's great. Thanks very much, Marilia. Olivier speaking. I realize we are running out of time already. Things have gone really fast today. We have an understanding, and please follow up on the email discussion list until our next call. I think it's important. We've pretty much got the public session sorted out. Now, the face-to-face also looks to me as though we've got an understanding as well, and we haven't chosen who's going to lead the face-to-face discussions, but that's just a minor point. I think what was important is to have a better idea of where we were going with both the public session and the face-to-face working group session. So that's good. You see in your agenda, item number 3 was a review report from WISIS Plus 10. I know Nigel Hickson is on the call. I don't know whether you're able to speak to us for 3 minutes, just providing us with a very helicopter view.
Good afternoon, Nigel Hickson. Well, I know we're out of time, so I'll be very brief indeed. I will put a note around. I've been waiting for the resolution. So last week's CSDD session was essentially to adopt a resolution on the WISIS review that will go to ECOSOC, which is the New York Economic and Social Committee, and then henceforth to the United Nations General Assembly discussion on WISIS in December. So that resolution was adopted. It's not going to cause any earthquakes, this resolution. It says ICT is a good thing, so that's good. It talks about the importance of ICT for development, and it's quite positive on progress that's been made in various areas. But when it gets to the IGF, it talks about how diverse the IGF is and what a success it is, because we managed to get those phrases in, but it doesn't explicitly call for an extension to the mandate, as some countries oppose that. On the whole nature of enhanced cooperation, this is whether a new sort of structure of governmental control on the Internet is required. Again, it doesn't call for that because obviously the Europe and the US and other countries didn't agree with various Russian and Iranian proposals. But on the other hand, it doesn't say everything in the garden is wonderful. So In many ways, this resolution, while positive in some respects, ducks the main issues that are going to be discussed again in New York. So I think that's essentially it. I think it fits very well on various other things that have been said in the last half an hour in terms of sort of enlightening the community, if you see what I mean, in terms of the next big steps and sort of discussing how ICANN can have an input into that process. So, and of course, the discussion will continue at the WSIS forum at the end of May, although that's got no procedural sort of engagement. The ITU Council is going on, and again, we'll no doubt touch on WSIS as well in various forms. So, I mean, not a bad meeting. I mean, our statement was I think fairly well received. You know, thanks very much for the input of this working group. I think it proved that, you know, being able to consult across this working group, you know, it certainly produces a much better result than would if it was just drafted by staff. So I mean, thanks very much.
Thanks for this, Nigel. Olivier speaking. And you mentioned WSIS Forum. I was going to actually touch on this very briefly. We need do we need to build a lineup for this? Because ICANN has a session in WSIS Forum, and we haven't spoken about this yet. I was going to suggest that we discuss this next week.
Yes. Well, as you know, sorry, Nigel Hickson here. As you know, we discussed it the other week and on the email. So we've got a session at the WSIS Forum. We've got a workshop where we're going to be looking at the process behind the IANA transition various structures. So this is, as I think Bill Drake rightly called it, if you like, a dry run for the session we've got at the IGF later in the year. So, or we hope to have later in the year at the IGF. So, but indeed, we ought to discuss it next week, certainly next week, I suppose, if we have a meeting, because I put some placeholders down, as you know, in terms of going forward with it, but we need to confirm who's going to be there to speak, etc. I mean, it's a bit more flexible than, you know, than some occasions, but we obviously need to... you're right, Olivier. Yes, we need to sort it out. Sorry, I'll stop waffling.
Thanks for this, Nigel. So next week we'll have the main part of the discussion will be preparing for that session. And in the meantime, it would be helpful to find out who from the working group is planning to be at the WSIS Forum, and also perhaps to find out from the members of the CWG on IANA and the CCWG on IANA who from there would be available and would be in Geneva at the time. It will be helpful to maybe even take the list that we have submitted to IGF, the list of speakers we have submitted to IGF, and ask all of those speakers whether they'll be there so that we can indeed do a dry run. I see certainly Peter is going to be there, so that's great. And we'll see with others. If you are going, please answer on the mailing list. Bill Drake, you have the floor.
I'm sorry to keep sounding completely lost and clueless on this call, but I am again. We talked about the WSIS Forum session previously on the list. I just sent the URL for the workshop description and list of speakers that was discussed before. The only thing that was not clear was whether we were going to have a GAC representative. That's still... TVC. If we're changing all that, I didn't know that, but Nigel did submit something with Tarek, me, Marilyn, Mary Uduma, remote presentation, Peter, and maybe Chris Buckridge from RIPE. So I thought we were done with that. If we're not, then that's interesting to know. I thought I would also just mention, if not, maybe my email's Are, in case nobody saw, I also sent a note today to the list pointing out that the MAG ranking has been released for the workshop proposals, and that the proposal that we submitted was highly ranked, which should, I would think, mean that it will be scheduled. So I would, barring any kind of strange events going on at the meeting in Geneva, I would expect that we should be operating on the assumption that we do have a IGF workshop. So the WISIS forum session would indeed be a dry run for that. Thanks.
Okay, thanks very much for this, Bill. Olivier speaking, and mea culpa, I had not seen that page. So last I checked, for some reason, I might have had it in my in the cache or something. It hadn't been filled, and it's now filled. So I do apologize for that. Okay, well, thanks very much for this call, everyone. I think we have a plan forward. Let's follow up next week. Let's definitely have a follow-up discussion on the consensus that we're reaching on ICANN 53. And let's have a doodle, please, as soon as possible. Now, I understand that it's quite a busy week with the MAG consultations, and I wonder whether we should have perhaps focus on the earlier part of the week. What's better? For those people who are in the MAG consultations, what's the best time? Would you be able to take a call on the Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of the week? Bill Drake.
with regard to a call, no. I just wanted to point out also, I don't remember if I said last time that the NetMundial Initiative, that evil thing, is also sponsoring the reception at the open consultation of the IGF meeting next week. So IGF attendees will be drinking on the NMI bill. And this with an eye towards underscoring that, in fact, many of the people involved in both efforts have been involved in both efforts from before the beginning. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much for this. Bribery will take you nowhere, but I certainly will look forward to drinking on NMI's expense. That was a joke for the transcript. Right, thanks very much, everyone. Let's see with the doodle. We'll have a doodle that will be spread over the week, and if we can't find any time for all of us to speak, we might speak as a smaller group. I certainly, just to let you know, I personally will be in Geneva next week and the week after, so I'm very likely to meet several of you face-to-face, and if we do have any additional points to make, please make them all on the mailing list in the meantime. And with this, I'd like to thank staff for having remained another 15 minutes, and of course everyone else for having remained an additional 15 minutes on the call. And I would like to adjourn this call. Thank you and goodbye.